This is an audio reminder for using a Windows PC from Soulchip Communications, otherwise known as Paul Clayton. Welcome. So, keyboarding, how to get the best out of it. First of all, you have to get to grips with the position you place yourself when using the keyboard. This is called ergonomics, which is a big word, but if you find you are comfortable and working at the best height and facing directly towards the keyboard, you will be in more control of your office in a box, so to speak. This also means that you can do much more and not have the consequences of bad posture. This is very important to remember, folks, very important. Please talk to me if you want assistance with your posture. And that's the health and safety over with. Sitting. The best sitting position is with your feet squarely on the floor and your arms in right angles to the keyboard. Now, I know this isn't always possible, but if you have a poor space setup for using your computer, then you may well find it harder to practice. If you want to tame the keyboarding beast, then you have to put some time in, and you want it to be useful and painless, right? The ideal setup is a desk with an adjustable chair. If you're not that tall, and I'm not, it can be a problem to have your feet firmly on the ground. The important part is the keyboard and the position of your arms. You can get something to put under your feet later, and then you can start practicing. Get a cushion for your back if you start hunching over, please. I'll hum a little while you get yourself in the right position for this activity. And if you're already sitting in the right place in the right way, you can warm your hands up, shake them out, put your thumb in your opposing palm, give them a bit of a wriggle, and shake your hands again. I'm still humming. Okay, so you should be in the right position now. So we're going to do something I call mapping the keyboard space. This is about letting your muscle memory work the best for you. Muscle memory is very easy to describe. If you touch your nose with your index finger, you know where your nose is. Your nose, where your nose is. Now, I'm sorry if that doesn't work for some people, but I am very sure you do know where your body parts are. And if you don't, I'm sorry again. Now that you're facing the computer properly, you should start working out where the edges of the keyboard are. This is important for whatever level of eyesight or mobility you have. If you have a big keyboard, that's great. And even if you've got a small keyboard, that's okay too. It's still a good idea. Now, this is the activity. You place your hands along the sides of the keyboard and then find the top corner. You then pull your hands down towards you, finding the bottom corner of the keyboard. And then move your hands along the edge of the keyboard until they meet in the middle. Your hands should meet. Now, also carefully, you're going to slide your hand over the keyboard and you're going to meet the space bar. And this is the big bar that's upraised all on its own at the bottom of the keyboard. And from here, we can slide our fingers over again and find the F and the J, which are the two keys on the keyboard, which are markers on the home row. This is the centre row of all the letters on the keyboard. So, we'll do that again. Put your hands on the top corners of the keyboard. Pull them down towards you. Bottom corner. Pull your hands in. Slide your hands over. Find the bar, the space bar. And then slide your hands up again and you'll find the home row. You'll have to jump another set of keys before you come to the home row. Now, if you start pouncing around the keyboard, you may lose yourself very quickly. So it's very important to slide your hands over the keyboard. Okay, I hope this was useful to you. Thanks for listening.